Alright, folks, welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox, your daily dose of clarity and kick-assery. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little less stress and a whole lot more self-love. Today, we're tackling something that trips up more of us than we like to admit, perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an impossible standard? You know that feeling when you spend hours on a task, only to find yourself nitpicking every little detail? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, it's exhausting. But here's the thing, striving for excellence is great. But perfectionism is like that annoying friend who always wants everything just so, and it's sucking the joy out of life. We need to learn how to differentiate between ambition and this relentless need for flawlessness. Because let's be real, nobody's perfect, and frankly, it's a total myth anyway. So, what are we going to do about it? How can we overcome this perfectionism beast and build some genuine self-acceptance? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the pressure and embrace your beautiful, imperfect self. Number 1. Recognize the root of your perfectionism. Often, it stems from a fear of failure or judgment. Maybe you've had experiences where criticism stung, or maybe you're trying to please everyone around you. Identifying these triggers is the first step to breaking free. Think about those moments when you feel most driven by perfectionism. What's happening? What are your underlying anxieties? Number 2. Challenge your inner critic. That little voice in your head telling you that you're not good enough, well, it's time to shut it down. Start by acknowledging its presence and then counter those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of, "I'm gonna mess this up," try, "I'm capable and I'll do my best." Remember, self-compassion is key. Be your own cheerleader, not your worst enemy. Number 3. Celebrate progress, not perfection. We get so caught up in the end goal that we forget to appreciate the journey. Break down big tasks into smaller, manageable steps and celebrate each milestone you achieve. Give yourself credit for every little win. It adds up. You're on a path of growth, and that's something to be proud of. Number 4. Embrace imperfection as a learning opportunity. Mistakes are inevitable, but they don't define you. See them as stepping stones, chances to learn and grow. When you mess up, and trust me, we all do. Dow, don't dwell on it. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and move forward with renewed determination. And finally, number 5. Practice self-care. This one is crucial. Take time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence, make sure you're prioritizing your well-being. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who constantly struggles with perfectionism. Every project feels like an uphill battle, leaving her exhausted and feeling inadequate. She spends hours tweaking fonts, agonizes over color palettes, and second-guesses every design choice. She's so focused on achieving absolute perfection that she misses deadlines, sacrifices sleep, and starts to resent her work. Sound familiar? But then Sarah decides enough is enough. She implements these strategies. She recognizes her fear of failure, challenges her inner critic, celebrates small wins, embraces mistakes as learning opportunities, and prioritizes self-care. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to shed the pressure of perfectionism. She learns to trust her instincts, celebrate her creativity, and find joy in the process of creating. Her work becomes more authentic, her stress levels plummet, and she rediscovers her passion for design. See? It's about shifting your mindset, practicing self-compassion, and remembering that you are enough just as you are. Remember, folks, you're not defined by your accomplishments or how flawlessly you execute every task. You are worthy of love and acceptance, imperfections and all. So go out there, embrace your unique brilliance, and don't let perfectionism hold you back from living your best life. I want to hear from you. What strategies have helped you overcome perfectionism? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. It really makes a difference. Until next time, keep that brain fog at bay and let your light shine.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.